showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
1039 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
Again, welcome to our Friday edition. That's right, folks. It is Friday, and what a week it's been, and what a day it's going to be. This segment of our program is brought to you by the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association, the PBA. It serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs, all designed to help protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe. From the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law, PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to that website, www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, a Perez, and let's get right into it. As you know, on Fridays, we have Nick Giordano. He'll be coming in, and we're going to be taking up all the topics that we took up this week, get Nick's perspective on it. We'll take in your phone calls right up to the 2 o'clock hour. 631-451-1039 is our number. We're waiting for Dr. Fernando to call on. The doc, I had reached out to him yesterday with big news, folks. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. The CDC, and you all know this, yesterday announced that if you are fully vaccinated, you could put the masks on the trash heap. That's right. Relegate the mask to the annals of American history. And that would be amazing. So that's exactly what the CDC said yesterday. A lot of people were surprised. You know, you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in the White House, and as soon as the CDC announced that, they ripped those masks off. And now you can see people walking around the White House and in Congress and so on, just maskless. This is incredible. Now, what's happening, though, is there are the big chain stores and so on. They're going to make their own decisions. But essentially, the CDC has said this. And I think, to me, this is probably the most significant piece of news since we first learned about COVID-19. And I think that's, you know, quite outstanding. I think we got him on the line right now. And I, again, very curious to get his take on this. I know there's celebrations all across the land from Maine to California. And Dr. Rajiv Fernando has been with us since the beginning of this. Am I actually sounding like victory is ours, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. When I hear from the doc, I'll be able to take that persona and put it out there. But I know I'm a happy camper today. Dr. Fernando, the big news, what is your take on this?
You know, I think this is a huge change in the right direction. Traditionally, in my experience, the CDC has been very, very cautious about, you know, moving forward with science. I feel it's always been a few steps behind. Most recently, even the way they described about a week ago, how when you're outside, transmission is less than 10%, I was very upset. So just try reading out or finding an article, a journal article, which says that there's transmission outside. It just doesn't happen unless you're in this weird circumstance where you're crossing another person who has COVID, they cough in your face. But other than that, outdoor transmission is so negligible. And that's the way I was really concerned, the way they'd worded it to say not more than 10%. And that's completely inaccurate. But I find, firstly, for the first time, the CDC has actually made mistakes with, you know, wearing masks and things of that. But finally, I feel they've caught up with science and they realize once you're vaccinated, the transmission is so low and it's time to move on. And that's why one of the reasons you should be celebrating to a certain degree, because this is a America right now, you know, to finally say, you know, I'm vaccinated, I'm safe, I don't need to wear a mask. I really think it's a good time.
Hopefully we can get him back, but I'm gathering from what I'm hearing with all the medical professionals, our own included, Dr. Rajeev Fernando, who's really been with us since the beginning of this. And I'm kind of surprised what you just heard. Hopefully we can get him back on. But from what you just heard, that the CDC has been pretty cautious in making their pronouncements, and particularly what the doctor said, that if you're outside, it's a 10% chance of catching this damn virus. But now he's saying, the doctor said it, that it's negligible. It's even less than that. So maybe we had a Center for Disease Control, CDC, for the most part, that was being overly cautious, and maybe finally cooler heads prevailed, and they told Americans just yesterday that we don't have to wear these masks if you're fully vaccinated. And I just think, to me, this is the best news I have heard, other than the fact that the number of people dying in the United States is down 85% and climbing, higher percentage rates of people that are surviving and not losing their lives. And I think that's a key component to all of this. So, you know, we'll have to see which way this goes. But I know a lot of the major chains, the stores are making their decisions. The airports, from what I understand, the airlines are saying that they still believe that they will still enforce the masks on the planes and the trains and the subways and all of this. I think we have him back on. Doc, are you with us? Did we get you back?
Yeah, back on.
Well, you know, yeah, Doc, you were saying that the CDC tends to be more cautious, but now with this, do you think finally they're on the money?
I think we are, really. The key to the game is vaccination. That really is the key. I just got back from India yesterday, and I'm actually in quarantine right now because there are more dangerous strains over there. And the key why India is really suffering is because only 1% of its citizens are vaccinated. So, I mean, that's really, so countries like us, Israel, they're doing fantastic. And we have to believe in science. We have to understand that, you know, we've vaccinated enough people and it's time to get out there. My only concern in situations like this is it's going to be a practical question. How do we know who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated?
Right.
That's going to be a problem. You know, when you walk into stores, like, does the person, the store owner, have a right to say, hey, show me your vaccination card? I mean, these are real life situations which are going to come up. And there are still going to be about 20% of Americans who are not going to get the vaccine. So it's not all fun and dandy from that. I think for the most part, it's a great time to be in America once again. But you are going to have these little trick questions that come up on and off, and we'll have to face each situation as it is. But for the most part, happy time for America with that decision.
Did you share my enthusiasm? Because I am riding on cloud nine, right? Because I've been waiting for this for a long time. Is this, do you think, going to spur more people? Because there were people sitting on the fence on this thing. I talked to a lot of people. Even some of my contributors said, Tom, I'm not putting any foreign substance in my body and all this other stuff that they're saying. Do you think it might move some of the fence sitters to say, yeah, I'm going to get this vaccination? Do you think it might?
I think it's the right thing. And I definitely think it's going to move forward. Like the government has said, there's not going to be any bias or anything. But there will be a bias. That's my concern over here. And like I said, you know, anti-vaxxers should be respected if they don't believe in science. I'm not going to treat you differently as a human being. But that will happen because of these vaccine passports and jobs and colleges and schools. That once it becomes officially approved, right now it's under, the vaccines are under EUA, which means it's approved for emergency purposes. But once it's approved, that'll be a game changer. You know, organizations, work, everything, they can ask for it. And they can mandate it. So, you know, these are the things that's coming down the horizon. And, you know, like I said, I still respect anti-vaxxers as a human being. They should have their rights. They don't believe in science, but that's fine for whatever reason. I'm not here to play God and say that, but, you know, just telling them and preparing them to say, hey, these are real life situations that'll come up, and it's really a good idea to get vaccinated. Vaccines save lives, and these problems will be coming up in the future.
Again, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I just, again, very interested in what you just said, that you just came back from India. Is there now an exemption for the great professionals, medical professionals like you, to travel to India and then come back? Because I know there is a travel ban to and from India. Has there been finally an exemption for our doctors?
Well, you know, it's an interesting case, because this is probably the most difficult flight I've ever taken, because I got into India, the central government gave me permission to go there because I'm a specialist. But, you know, coming back to New York, they said, you know, everyone should go into quarantine. And I think that's reasonable. I like to follow the rules because, you know, there are more dangerous strains over there. Definitely, I think that's a good idea. It's the right thing to do. It's not about the government relaxing the rules. I think it's a good thing. If you're going there and you come back, you should quarantine, because there are more dangerous mutations over there. My feel is the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine will cover both the Indian variant for sure. But out of precaution, I think it's the right thing to do. But we just haven't, very few doctors actually from here. I have actually gone on these global missions, and I consider myself very fortunate. The images you see there on television are reproduced right in front of you. So tough times for India.
Well, Doc, just really a few seconds left, but I want to commend you, because you've come on the show for a whole year and you've been going to the hot spots all around the globe. And that, again, has to be commended. And if it wasn't for people like you, I don't think this world would have gotten the handle on this the way we are. And I think our success that we've seen in America is because of great medical professionals like yourself. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I see what you have done. And you've done it in a very contrite and a very modest manner. So I think it's important that we say that to you right now. So, Doc, thank you so much for what you do. You know,
very kind of you, Tom. And I'm always there to, you know, provide my expertise to all our listeners in Long Island. Thank you, Long Island, for doing such a great job. And the sun's out, so enjoy yourself. If you're vaccinated, take off your mask, go out without a mask, stay inside without a mask. Thank you, everyone.
I couldn't believe that you just said that. I think it's such great news. Doctor, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. I'm your host, Tom Schley. When we get back, we'll be talking to Nick Giordano. When we get back, taking phone calls, 631-451-1039.